You're listening to WUIS. I'm Rachel Atwell. I'm joined by Jonathan Mitchell. He's a Springfield native, now living in New York City, where he produces a podcast called The Truth for Radiotopia, a collective of story-driven shows. His work has appeared on This American Life, All Things Considered, and many, many other public media outlets. He visits us now to talk about his career.
My name is Jonathan Mitchell. I'm a radio producer. I worked in public radio for almost 20 years, and I now currently produce a podcast called The Truth. My background's in music, and so I often write the music for my pieces, for my radio pieces, and that led to all kinds of opportunities. Like I created the music for a couple episodes of Nova on PBS. Mostly it's radio, though, and my focus right now is the truth and finding a way to create really modern contemporary audio drama, taking the idea of dramatic fiction on in sound and finding a way to do that in a way that resonates with a contemporary audience.
And so how did you get into radio in the first place?
So I studied music composition in school. I went to University of Illinois. I learned the recording studio through studying the history of experimental electronic music. One of our first assignments was a music concrete piece, which is taking natural sounds and manipulating them into musical material so you can reverse them or, you know, slow them down or edit them, process them. And this immediately spoke to me. I really, really loved the idea of manipulating real sounds. I became really interested in speech and the sound of the human voice, and particularly conversational speech, like natural conversation, not performed text or sung text, but just the way people talk in their daily lives. And so I would interview people to get this kind of material for my pieces. And I started getting very, very interested in storytelling and applying the techniques I was using in music to storytelling and a narrative.
Have you been more on the sound side of things or actually crafting the narrative?
Yeah, I mean, I consider myself a producer, a crafter of narrative, more than a sound person. I happen to be good at the sound part, and that's like an advantage, you know. And it makes doing more intricate sounding pieces easier because I don't have to communicate what I want to do to another person. I can just do it.
Yeah, I find it interesting that you have the music background kind of first and foremost, because that probably does change the way you approach radio versus someone who went to journalism school.
Yeah, I mean, I think of, I was really influenced by Edgar Varèse, who's a composer who liked to think of music in terms of organized sound. That definition for music really resonated with me. Rather than thinking about it in terms of like harmony or melody, I like to think of it in terms of sound and time. The same thing can be applied to radio. And I always felt that radio was a very musical medium and in fact was music. There's definitely a way of thinking of approaching radio that considers it a musical form.
So I want to get into listening to some of the stuff you've created. One of your previous projects you had mentioned earlier, it's been about a decade now, but City X is about shopping malls, one in particular that our listeners would be familiar with. I'm going to start here with giving us a taste of the beginning.
What are you looking for?
I don't know.
How will you know when you find it?
I get this really funny, fuzzy feeling.
Once upon a time, they existed.
A middle American city.
It's in the middle of the Midwest.
Very conservative Midwestern town, great place to raise your kids.
To which I will refer as City X.
We wanted comfort.
I love that.
Sometimes I have to have it.
We wanted convenience.
I wish I had that.
Isn't that cool?
We wanted variety.
I think humans want lots of things.
They wanted bigger things. They wanted enclosed malls. And that was the trend.
So tell us a little bit about how you got the idea for this.
Well, I grew up in Springfield, and I watched the mall be built. It opened, I think, in 1976. And it was this amazing thing. It was like, what's on the inside of that building, you know? And you wanted to go in. You went in, and there were trees, and there was, like, these huge skylights. It was like nothing I'd ever seen before. And malls were a really new thing. And it was a big part of my whole childhood and adolescence. It was the place where I really felt like I found my freedom for the first time. You know, it was the first place I could kind of wander around on my own, I could go play video games. I was really curious about it, and I felt like there was an interesting angle to take on it in not ever naming the city and sort of emphasizing the anonymity and the way in which malls and chain stores make all towns kind of alike.
I'm Rachel Otwell, speaking with public radio producer and Springfield native Jonathan Mitchell. He has his own podcast now called The Truth. You can check it out at thetruthpodcast.com. I'm going to play a couple minutes from the pilot episode of The Truth, but Jonathan, can you first tell us about your inspiration for the podcast overall?
I've wanted to do this podcast since I was in grad school. I felt like there was that the idea of doing films without pictures was really just really rich with possibility. There was so much you could do with narrative and sound. I felt like I wanted to hear things that I wasn't finding. I also felt like fiction on the radio was very underrepresented, especially on public radio, where I felt like it could find a place.
The Truth.
Eagle Houston, we rigged an Aguilar, go for PDI, over.
July 20th, 1969.
You're looking great to us, Eagle.
Program alarm. 1202. Give us a reading on the 1202 program alarm.
Roger, 1202, we copy it.
What's a 1202?
I don't know.
Roger, we got you. We're going at alarm.
Roger, understand. Go for landing.
400 feet down at 9. Forward.
It's looking pretty rocky down there. Switch to manual.
We're pegged on horizontal velocity, 300 feet down, 3.5.
And Eagle Houston, we got data dropouts. You're still looking good.
200 feet, 4.5 down, 5.5 down, 160, 160.
Program alarm.
1201.
We're go, same time, we're go.
9 forward, that's good. 120 feet, 100 feet.
There's craters everywhere.
Looks like we're getting low on fuel now.
30 seconds.
Okay, lights on, down 2.5.
I'm going to keep on going.
Forward, kicking up some dust.
I still can't see. Can't see the ground.
We're going to tap it light.
I'm going to keep forward.
What is it?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Fate has ordained that the men who went to the moon to explore in peace will stay on the moon to rest in peace. These brave men, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Aldrin, know that there is no hope for their recovery. But they also know that there is hope for mankind in their sacrifice.
So I want to encourage listeners to listen to the entire thing, but explain for them just a little bit about what they were listening to there.
So that was our pilot episode called Moon Graffiti, and I happened upon this speech that was written for Richard Nixon, a real speech. It was written by William Safire. It was written in 1969, and it was a contingency or part of a contingency plan in case Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were stranded on the moon. There was a real possibility of that happening because they'd never done it before. They didn't know it was going to happen. And the speech is pretty short. It's about a minute and a half long. It's like this alternate history that never happened. It sort of assumes something happening. And I never even thought of the idea. And once I started considering that and thinking about what that would be like, at the time I was trying to come up with ideas for stories for this pilot. And that was just one I wrote down. It was one of like 20 ideas, you know. After I'd collected all my ideas, it was the one that stuck out to me as being the most interesting and worth exploring.
Are you particularly drawn to science-related stories?
No. I like stories that that have inherent conflict in the way that we feel towards them. So, for example, the mall. I love the mall and I hate the mall. You know, this story. I felt very conflicted. You know, it's like I know this didn't happen, but the idea of it happening was so haunting. And putting myself in that place of imagining, like, what would that be like? It made me appreciate the reality of the situation even more. But it was also, I really enjoyed researching it, and I really enjoyed learning all about the moon landing. It was just so much fun to research. But But what I really like are subject matters that are inherently conflicted.
Since we're on the topic of podcasts, and it's obviously something you have a great deal of experience in, I want to get your take on Serial, the podcast consisting of 12 episodes that recently ended. They followed a true crime story, and it was created by producers from This American Life. It's been the most downloaded podcast ever, but also has drawn a great deal of criticism. What was your overall takeaway from the series, and does it make you think podcasts may be seeing an uptick in popularity?
I have not listened to Serial, so I can't answer your first part of your question. I think it's definitely encouraging for podcasting and creative audio in general. I think podcasting is offering producers a venue to explore subject matters and storytelling, ways of storytelling stories that have never had a home before, you know, because they're not, you know, broadcast needs to appeal to a large audience, sort of by definition, and some like for me, for example, I want to do dramatic audio, and especially in America, there's a real kind of philosophy about broadcast that says that, you know, audiences want to tune to a station looking for a particular kind of thing. They're looking for news, or they're looking for oldies. They're very format-driven. Audio drama doesn't really fit any place. Because we're making our podcast available to the whole world at once, we have the opportunity to build an audience that's big enough to sustain it.
I'm speaking with Jonathan Mitchell. He's a public radio producer. He's also made music for programs like PBS's Nova, which focuses on history and science. I'm going to play some of that music now. And Jonathan, this music is from the Nova documentary called Astro Spies. Tell us about it.
Okay, so the documentary is about the race between the United States and the Soviet Union to build a spy satellite. Their idea was that they would put a person up in space with a camera, and they'd be able to take better pictures of the other countries' missile bases or whatever they wanted to see. The next logical thing was to put a man up there. And they did it in a covert way. They didn't tell people this is what they were doing. They said they were just doing experiments. Both the United States and the Soviet Union had programs to develop these kinds of satellites. And by the time they got them up and running, technology had progressed far enough that they didn't need to put a man up there. They could just automate it. And so there's this group of astronauts trained to do this that never actually got to go on their mission, because by the time that they were ready to do it, they were obsolete. But the Soviet Union actually succeeded in doing this. They actually, I think they went on 7 spy missions. The spy satellite they used still exists in a warehouse outside of Moscow. And so that music was used in a montage. I believe it showed the different sides developing their own rocket technology to do this.
So what is ahead for you?
So well, I'm making the Truth podcast. We're part of Radiotopia, which is a network that is part of PRX, Public Radio Exchange. We just had a big fundraiser in the fall where we raised $620,000. And so we have a little bit of money now. And our plan is to continue producing pieces. We want to do 2 a month. New fiction stories, original fiction stories. We had a piece on All Things Considered on Christmas Day, called Naughty or Nice. We don't plan too far ahead, so I couldn't tell you what's going to happen 6 months from now. My goal is to just be able to basically do something like the truth or something like it for the rest of my life.
All right, Jonathan Mitchell, Springfield native and radio extraordinaire. Thank you for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.